Well, Alexander, it's fantastic to see you as part of the Batir experience, and of course it's great to see we have so many great supporters of it, including of course Macquarie Bank, Macquarie Foundation, the NIC2 Foundation, Restore Hope Australia, and also Litemba. It's one of those things, if you find out more through batir.com.au, which is B-A-T-Y-R, but you know, the more of this stuff the better. The rugby community is not immune to depression, to suicide sadly as well, and the more we can get connected like this, the better it is through this Keep Talking Tour with the Waratahs.
Yeah, 100%. You know, when we sort of heard it was an opportunity to come out, Mac and I, both as country boys, you know, jumped at the opportunity to come out and sort of, you know, meet these local rugby communities and, you know, sort of just make it a more personal experience for them and, yeah, just be around and help out where we can.
Great year for you, of course, played a fair few games there for the Waratahs this year after coming over from the Western Force. Bit of a shock, or was it not too bad because you'd gone to school in Sydney and also, of course, played for the Beasties before you went over to the Force?
It was a pretty smooth transition, really. Obviously, knowing a fair few of the boys already in the team through junior grade footy and then NRC, you know, it wasn't too much of a shock, and always be able to play for Waratahs one day. So, you know, growing up in country New South Wales, aspiring and following the Waratahs, yeah, it was a pretty smooth transition, and the year ended quite well, making the semi-finals. Hopefully we can go one better next year.
Well, Big T has decided to move overseas to Northampton Saints, so there's his wing spot open. You're looking to lick your lips and get a piece of that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's a big hole in our side. Tungeli scored 15 tries last year, so always, you know, a big job to replace that. But yeah, we've got a lot of guys. Got Johnny Flower come in there now, and a few younger kids like James Ram come up from the under-20s, so there'll be no shortage of depth in that position.
Your time at East, you get back and play for the Beasties on the odd occasion. Tell us a bit about the experience of working under Paulie and, of course, the magnificent new artificial field there. It's only taken about 5 years to fix it up and all the lumps and bumps and all that sort of thing, so they had to get a very big sort of iron to fix it all up there at Willara Oval, but your time at the Beasties, they're fantastic when you come back from pro rugby to do a little bit of work there in the Intra Super Shoot Shield.
Yeah, for sure. I've been playing for the Beasties ever since I left school, you know, so school hadn't played much rep footy, so yeah, I know, sort of a lot of my moving up through the ranks in rugby started at the Beasties, so I always enjoy any time we have a bye in Super Rugby, or I think the comp's going to finish a bit early this year due to the World Cup, we'll be back there for sure, and Paul has done a great job there. He's played a lot of first grade games for the club, and he's a young coach, and he really relates well to the boys, and they respond well to him, so he's done a good job, and hopefully I can keep going from strength to strength this year.
What a bit disappointing to leave the Western Force, or was it just the way it is and you just move on as a professional, and in some ways it's good to come home, but being over there with the Sea of Blue and all that sort of stuff, such a massive supporter group as well, and they got their reward by getting the team back for the World Series and the Global Rugby, of course, to move on in 2019.
Yeah, for sure. I think it is disappointing because what people in the East don't realise is how big the rugby community is over there. You know, there's a lot of South African and Kiwi influence over there, good rugby people, and, you know, the Sea Blue are a very passionate crowd, probably, you know, as passionate of crowd as I played in front of. So it was very disappointing, and obviously being over there for the year, got to know a lot of the people, and they became family. So obviously it's disappointing to see them lose a team in Super Rugby, but as you mentioned, it's great to see them be able to be represented through the Force in the World Series in the NRC.
Sure, Glenn and his boy, not an Inverell boy, so we'll leave that to Jock Campbell. But Jock, of course, did you know much about Jock Campbell at all as a kid? And yeah, it's great to see that he's picked up a contract finally with the Queensland Reds. You're going to have to face up to him on the wing, most probably in the first derby.
Yeah, funny, Jock and I played all our junior rugby together with the Inverell Highlanders for a few years there. Bevan French also played in the same team, yeah, playing for Parramatta Eels. So, but yeah, it's great to see. I sort of read a few weeks ago Jock got picked up, and I've been watching him play in the NRC the last couple of years. And yeah, it's great to see guys from this area, the New England Northwest, get picked up. And no doubt he'll take his opportunity with both hands, and hopefully look forward to playing against him, as you mentioned, this year.
And leaving your tyre marks all over him when the Reds take on the Waratahs. But Alex, it's fantastic to see you. Good to see you come home, be part of the Batir experience. And after a great first year back at the Waratahs and in New South Wales, we look forward to more in 2019.
Cheers, thank you.